Okay, so full disclosure, we're starting this podcast without Kyle. He's in the middle of like a million things right now, so he's going to wrap those up and then come in here.
Do you think he will be in here by the time we get done?
I don't know.
Okay.
But.
I don't know if he will either.
I've got a plan.
Oh, really? What's your plan?
What do you think my plan is?
I actually don't know.
When Kyle gets in here.
We pretend like we're done?
No. Well. No. Well, I was going to say we prank him.
Okay. I like a good prank.
What if we, and if this is casual, harmless. You know, he retired from pranks a long time ago,
as
he nobly states.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what someone who doesn't retire from pranking
pranks,
would
what
do.
What they say, yeah.
Like I'm just going to start saying that. Oh, I retired from pranks too, Kyle. Wink, wink, wink.
Wink,
I think when he comes in here, we only speak in questions. And the reason I think this is going to be funny is because Kyle will just talk and like not realize that we're doing it until way late. So,
all right, I can try that.
So we only speak in questions.
Even if it's a statement, but we say it like a question? Or do you mean like we just keep asking questions?
You can only ask questions.
You can only ask questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like,
I can do
he
that.
He comes in, we'll be like, hey. So, how are you?
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? And then you just ask follow-up questions to what he says. And
yeah.
And
how
then
did
you
that
just, you just
go?
Keep.
Yeah.
Be like, do you know where?
Do those questions only go to him or do they also go between us?
Are they
directed at him?
I think we only direct everything at him. So we don't talk to each other.
He'll pick up on that sooner than you think.
He might.
Then.
He might.
Yeah.
But. We only ask questions. I don't know. I feel like I could see it going one of two ways. Or really, the only two ways it could go. But either he picks up on it right away, or he doesn't pick up on it at all. And we just keep asking him questions. And we've got an interview a little bit that we have to do a little bit after this.
Yeah.
So we there might be a thing where we have to call it off because we have to get to our interview.
Oh, with maybe. Yeah. I think he's going to pick up on it though after like the third or fourth question. That's my guess. That's what my gut is telling me.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I love a good prank.
Yeah, I know you do.
I've been a good prank.
The recipient.
Yeah, you've been a recipient
of most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I would say because you're very prankable.
Gullible.
Yeah, gullible is also another good word.
Been that way my whole life.
Yeah.
And I know that's you putting the candy in my purse all the time.
I texted you this the other day.
Nope.
I never once put candy in your purse.
All the time. I open up my purse in the bottom. I see a little Snickers. I see a little Kit Kat bar.
Nope.
The little miniatures, you know, from like Halloween. I'm like, there he is again.
The very first time I did put the candy in your purse. So I did. I did once. I haven't done it since.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me.
Good, because I don't.
Okay, well, there are other people in this office that are very capable of pulling off pranks. I'll say that much.
Nope.
Okay.
You have just admitted on this podcast.
I did it
that
once.
That you love a good prank.
Oh, I love a good prank.
Okay, there you go.
Mel, I retired from pranks a long time ago.
No, that is actually Kyle who has retired from
no,
pranks.
No, but I retired too. I retired.
Also,
when he went out, I went out.
I've also seen you. That's not true.
It was like the last dance. It was like when Jordan left, so did Rodman.
That's actually not true either. And so, no, I've seen you pull pranks. And with every single prank, you deny the prank. And you will not let up on that. You will deny the prank until you're dead.
Actually,
so that's how I know it's you.
Speaking of that.
That's the giveaway now.
There's a prank that I pulled on Kyle that I still have not told him the truth yet.
He still
believes it to be true.
What is it?
That I told him I got in trouble here at work. I don't even know if I told you this. I told you I got in trouble. I had a meeting with our general manager over something I said.
Oh, I do remember that. That's when he first started.
It was shortly after. It was like a few months after. Like he knew us long enough.
No, you ended up telling him it was a prank.
No, because he brings it up. He still brings it up every once in a while. Yeah.
I thought you ended up telling him.
Mm-mm, I didn't. And if he's listening to this, we'll see if he listens to the full podcast.
Yeah.
When he edits it, because I don't think he does. So he will. There's a chance he will never know about this.
That's hilarious. Once again, I want to point out.
What?
How you commit?
Oh, I commit
for
to the
a
bit.
Lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
To the prank, which is again going back as to why I know you're the one putting the candy in my purse.
I did not. I'm not the one doing that. Okay?
Yes, you
Look,
are.
I would admit to it.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
You don't admit
but
to anything.
I swear to you, I would not be this adamant. I would not swear Hand to God, whatever you want me to do.
BS.
Swear on my mother's grave.
Nope.
And she's not even dead yet.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why you'd swear on her grave, because she's not dead.
I love a good prank, and it is fun. I think speaking of my mother, I think that's where I get it from, is because did I ever tell you the story of when my mom was great at throwing birthday parties. She was incredible at it. So much attention to detail, like just, you know, so much poured into it. And so around Halloween, it was around Halloween. My sister had all her cheerleader friends over, because she was on the cheerleading squad. And so they were all over at the house, and my mom took them around and did all these scary things. I may have brought this up before.
This sounds familiar.
So
yeah.
Like you went to a construction site,
yeah,
and, you know, had someone plant it in there to scare everyone and chase everyone out. And then they went to a graveyard to tell ghost stories, and someone was there to scare everyone. And then they came home. Well, I was tasked with being the person at home to scare the girls. So I hid in this like little closet.
I bet you love that.
Oh, I loved
that.
I left a sleepover. I was at a friend's sleepover. I left, walked home, put on my mask, and hid in this closet until they got home before, and then went back to the sleepover after that. Like, that's how much I loved doing this, that I was like willing to leave my friends for a little bit just to do this. And so I'm hidden in this closet, and my mom had this cue. You remember the movie Scream was big at this time.
Mm-hmm. 98, Neve Campbell.
99, yeah. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, they go, you never say, I'll be right back. Yeah, that's like a death sentence in a scary movie, you know? So that was, I told my mom, that's our code word. You just say, I'll be right back, and that's when I'll jump out and scare them. So she's down there. She's like, all right, girls, you girls stay here. I think I heard a noise upstairs. I'm going to go check it out, all right? I'll be right back. And that's when I burst out, okay?
Yeah.
Scared him to death. It was hilarious. Then, a little bit later, my mom kind of like, you know, we get lost and stuff. Oh my gosh, Austin, you scared us. How long have you been in here? Like, where? I thought you were supposed to be at, you know, Johnny's house. And meanwhile, my mom actually did like kind of sneak away. And she thought it would be funny to pound on the front door. Doom, 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 doom. And then when we would go to answer the door, She snuck around the back of the house, and we lived on this hill. So she ran around the back of the house, went in through our basement, and started in our unfinished basement. We had these metal poles, and she would bang on the metal poles. So then we're freaking out, something's downstairs and no one's at the front door. So then, like, you know, we go and check like downstairs, and like nothing's there. And then the front door pounds again. And we're like, what? So we check. And like, I'm like freaking out, because I'm like, my mom didn't say anything about this.
Right, right, right. And your mom's got some great timing, by the way.
Yeah. So then my mom keeps doing this. And one of the times she was running back down the hill, she slipped.
Oh, no.
And she fell in the mulch, in the mud, and she got her clothes all like muddy and messy. And so she comes back in through the basement. And I'll never forget this. This image is burned into my mind. I'm like fifth grade at this time. I look down, we go and check the back stairwell because we heard the banging on the pipes. And man, my mom is like kind of like crawling up the stairs, like acting like she's injured.
And
she's
muddy?
Like, she's like, which one? Yeah, and all muddy. She's like, which one of you pushed me down the hill? And we're like, none of us. We've all been inside. Like, what are you talking about? She goes, no, guys, stop. Seriously. One of you pushed me down the stair or pushed me down the hill outside. And we're like, Mom, we don't know. And like, and the other cheerleaders like looking at me, and they're like, Austin, they're like, is this all part of it? And I'm like, I don't know. She didn't tell me about any of this. I was like, I don't think so. And I'm like, I'm starting to freak out. Cause like, I'm like, and one of the girls goes, she goes, This is, she's telling the truth. She goes, Mrs. Huff would never dirty up those clothes.
Like, oh, she's wearing like a nice
gosh. Outfit.
Yeah, which is actually true.
My mom's an interior decorator. Yeah. So she's always dressed to the nines. And she's like, you know, so she's always like looking really good. And they were like, she would never muddy up that outfit. And it is very true. So then I was like, oh my gosh, my mom is done. Someone pushed her. Like, who is this? Is someone actually like attacking us? And then one of the girls, God love them, one of the girls started crying.
Oh, gosh.
And at that
no.
moment, my mom was like, all right, guys, no, I'm joking. I fell. Like, it, you know, this is all set up.
Oh,
like,
my
let's.
Goodness.
And then, like, the scariness, like, ended. Like,
yeah. But good job on your mom's part ad-libbing the scariness of it.
Improvisational skills of her pull that off. Like, just so great. I was so impressed. It's kudos. And I think that's, I saw that and I was like, wow, that's good. And I think that planted a seed in young Austin's mind.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Just prank the heck out of everyone.
My mom did like a sweet prank for me, if you even want to call it a prank.
Yeah.
So I kept saying, Mom, I want to get a perm. Mom, I want to get a perm. And she's like, we don't have money for a perm. I'm sorry, you're not getting a perm. You're not getting a perm. And I asked her all summer for a perm.
No.
One day, the phone rings at the house, and I answer it, and it's the salon in our neighborhood. And it says, hi, congratulations. We just wanted to let you know we had a contest going, and you just won a free perm.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, what? I'm like, are you kidding me? This is amazing. I was like, Mom. I'm like, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I just won a free perm, you know?
Yeah.
And she played that off and didn't tell me that she's the one that just called the salon and told them to
call
me
house.
And tell me as a surprise. And so to learn that way that I actually
So you did end up getting a perm.
I ended up getting a perm and thought that I had won it.
Oh,
and
my
it
gosh.
Didn't cost my mom any money. Well, and she actually, it was a whole prank, and she actually paid for it ahead of time and asked them to call the house. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the cat drag you in?
Dude, that cat's working a lot today.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
I'm just tired. It's been a long day.
What have you been working on?
You name it at this point, man. Well, we have a project going on behind the scenes here with us having to transfer files, so I had to work on that this morning. We had to produce an entire radio program. I had to get you guys ready for interviews. I had to make sure tomorrow's stuff is done. Still not done with that. So,
oh my gosh, I was just going to ask, are you done with the editing the interviews?
Editings are there. I still need to edit some more.
Are you tired?
Yeah, just a little, man.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've sat down and not looked at a computer in 5 hours.
How much sleep did you get last night?
6.5.
Ooh. Do you usually get 6.5 or more?
Usually about 6.5. Try to get to sleep by 9:30 every night.
Will you get a nap today?
Nope.
How come?
Because after this, I got to go walk a dog. And then we have to meet somebody who is going to watch our dog while we're away. And then I got to run. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm running a lot more.
You are?
Yeah. So I'm trying to run 1,000 miles. Thank you so much for asking.
Why haven't you ever told us about this?
I'm a humble guy. I don't always like to bring up my personal life to you guys, mainly because then you make it about yourselves. And
we do?
Tend to do it. So I got to do that today. Yeah. So I will not get a nap in. So.
Okay. And where are you going again?
What do you mean? Where am I?
You're going to be leaving for a few days. Where are you going?
Well, this one will be for Disney, and then we also have to possibly find somebody to watch our dog when we're skiing in Colorado.
Who normally watches your dog?
Like a dog boarding place, but it's like getting... Those are expensive.
They're very, yeah.
And it just adds up quick, so we're trying to find cheaper alternatives.
How much does that usually cost?
You should ask my wife. She does the finances. The last time I paid for it, though, was $500.
Have you ever controlled the finances in your entire relationship?
You kidding me? I can't keep track of all that.
I want to know what would happen if you did control the finances.
Well, at this point, Haley is at a dummy-proof system that I can't mess anything up. Everything's like on auto pay. We use an account that like breaks down where we're spending money and we budget everything. So like, I don't think it would go that bad.
What are your responsibilities in the relationship that Haley will never touch with a 10-foot pole?
I don't know. I think she does touch them with a 10-foot pole sometimes.
No. Do you think Kaylee could do that for me? Could she set up a budget for me?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she already loves doing it for us, so I'm sure she would love doing it for other people now, too. I don't know if there is. I mean, our side hustle. I'm the only one who, I guess she also helps watch dogs though. So it's, I don't know.
So would she take a side hustle, and maybe the side hustle would be putting people on like really good budgets?
I'm sure. Hey, if you pay her enough money, she'll do it. She'll find time. We're always looking to do more vacations.
If you had to choose a side hustle, what would you choose?
Oh, it's easily walking dogs. Watching and walking dogs is the easiest side hustle of all time.
Is it good money?
Oh, yeah. I made, before COVID, I was walking dogs. Because I was working nights in radio. So I'd wake up, walk dogs from about like 10:30 until about 1:30.
Oh.
And then I would like go home, shower, and then head into work. And I was making $300 a week.
Mm. Do you get paid in people money or dog money, where it's $7 for every $1?
Dang it, I was going to make that joke. Dang it. Sadly, people money. You know,
okay.
You want the dog money, but...
Yeah, right.
Does that dog money, though, end up being spending money, or does that end up being saving money?
The real human money from dogs, always got to clarify, that becomes savings, but that is more for vacations. So, like, when we're taking trips, that's a lot of times our trips are paid for because of other people's dogs.
Hmm.
Are you going to keep doing this because it's such good money? Do you think this is honestly like a lifetime thing?
I mean, until I can't, you know? I mean, it's easy to... I mean, walking dogs would probably fade out quicker. It kind of, 'cause that's all schedule-based.
Like, did you walk the dogs in that freezing cold weather?
No. They called it off. There's only one bad weather day that I had to go walk a dog. And that was because they needed to meet me.
Ah.
So it was like a meet and greet, and they were like, sorry. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. But every other day, they were like, don't come.
Do you have a threshold for like when, like if it's below this temperature, I'm not
today? No. Whatever the customer wants, customer gets. So if the customer wants me to walk their dog in negative 35 degree weather, I'll be there.
So the customer's always right?
Most times, yeah. In this case, yeah.
Well, what happens if you actually think that the customer isn't right and you shouldn't be walking the dog in negative 35 degree weather?
Nah, I don't say a dang thing because I want to keep their business and I want to keep that money coming in.
What's the worst dog that you've ever had to walk?
There was one dog. It was in D.C., it was via Wag or Rover. I'd never met the dog before. It was like this small, it was a cute dog. It was like this small dog, but it kept biting me.
Like biting hard? Or like little snipping?
Snipping.
Did it break the skin?
No, because I kept pulling away. It was like and I had to take the dog for like a 30-minute walk, and like I was trying, and it was just like, if the dog was like by my ankle, it would snip instinctively. And the person like could leave notes, and they left a note saying something like avoid walking around the dog park or something, but they lived across the street from the dog park. So like there's no avoiding it to an extent.
Yeah, how
so, like,
are you going to avoid that?
I did kind of, but it was just like, then the dog was like snipping me to go back, and it was just so bad. And I contacted, I told the owner about it. They didn't say anything. And then I contacted whatever company I was going through, and I was kind of, because I just wanted to make them aware, like, hey, this dog can be a problem. And they were like, well, maybe you should bring your own leash next time. And I just went, and
why did they say that?
Very rarely do I get mad at customer service people, like, because I'm like, your job, you don't want to do this for the rest of your life. Like, I get it. And you have to deal with the worst calls. And I was like, are you serious? Because that makes no sense. Like it, and like they didn't. They're like, well, the dog. Like maybe your leash, you can. And I'm like, that still makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like just giving a new leash isn't going to be like, oh, I was going to bite that ankle, but thank God this leash is blue instead of my usual brown. It changed everything.
Did you end up like not ever walking that dog again?
Yeah, I've never walked. That was luckily a one-time thing, so I never had to walk that dog. We did watch a dog overnight once that was an older dog and had to wear a diaper, which is funny to look at. and you had to take the dog out every 2 or 3 hours to go to the bathroom.
The otherwise, dog had to wear the diaper?
No, I wore it. I wore the dog diaper. It can last for 7 years. It's a whole thing.
Haven't we seen you like pee your pants here in the studio before?
You mean when you guys spilled, when I spilled coffee on myself and you guys posted probably our most watched video saying our new producer peed his pants? Yeah, that was great, guys.
Was the cover
this
video a photo of your crotch?
Yep.
Yeah.
a lot of heartbroken women found out that I was married that day.
If you could leave radio, if money was no object, Would you leave radio for walking dogs?
No. I like radio too much. I'm the only one here who has said, if I won the lottery tonight, I'd come back tomorrow.
Who has said elsewise?
Both of you.
Huh? Are you sure about that?
100%.
Does that sound like us?
Yes.
Are you, you sure you're remembering that correctly?
If you won $1 billion, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know if I'd come in tomorrow. At least, I'll say this. You said you don't know if you'd come in.
Was I sober?
Are you usually sober at 7 a.m.?
Was I really tired that day?
There's a 95% chance on that.
Who's asking?
So you really think you would still work even if you won $1 billion?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, but here's the difference. I'd come into work. And then there is a breaking point. It's why they call it FU money. Like, you still go about your normal life.
Would it be the next day?
It'd be the first time either of you gave me lip. Like, I gave this a shot. No, I'd come in. I like work. This is fun.
Would you quit radio? Like, after winning $1 billion, would you quit radio, the first prank that we pulled on you?
No, not the first prank.
Do you like pranks or hate pranks?
I don't. You guys love pranks. I don't love pranks.
Are you really retired from pranks?
I'm really retired
from
pranks.
Be honest.
I'm retired from pranks.
So were you the one that put all the chocolate candies in my purse?
No. I told you I did not do this. And you keep accusing me and I keep telling you I retired from pranks.
Wait, she's accusing you too?
Yeah. I think she's just trying to accuse anybody to see who will melt under pressure.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating for somebody who last year, while Mel was pranking us, this is why I retired from pranks. I don't know if this has ever been said. We were doing a prank. Mel fake cried, and I felt so bad. And Austin's like, nah, she's pranking us. And I was like, no. And then she's like, yeah, I was pranking you. And I felt so bad that I realized I never want anyone to feel bad for me like that. For a prank.
I called that, didn't I?
You did. And I still, that's why I retired from pranks. I didn't like that feeling, and I retired. And I told you guys, I'm retired from pranks. And then occasionally something happens, right. And you guys go, you were pranking. I was like, no, I wasn't.
Well, okay, so you don't do pranks, but how do you feel about people actually pulling pranks on you?
Yeah, did you retire from being pranked?
I would love to retire from being pranked, but you guys will still prank me, so I just deal with it. It's part of my job at this point.
When's the last time you thought you were pranked? Do you remember?
Every day of my life.
Are you dealing with it now is what we're asking.
Why? What did you guys do?
I mean,
we haven't been recording this podcast, have we?
What didn't we do, honestly?
What?
Is there anything that you can think of during this that might feel like maybe
you guys were interviewing me? I don't know. Well, I don't know, guys. What did you do?
What didn't we do?
I'm so tired.
Are you tired?
How many hours of sleep did you get last night?
Tired of this.
How tired are you?
Yeah, I'm tired of this. I'm not tired in general. I'm tired of this.
Would you say we were asking you a lot of questions?
Yeah, 100%.
Would you say we only spoke in questions the entire time since you've been in here?
Oh, wow. I just thought you guys were getting to know me.
Did you know that
What a fun prank when your coworker, when you think, man, my coworkers have finally taken an interest in my life.
Was it fun?
Did you know that I thought that you would have figured it out way before you actually did?
There was a point where I'm like, wow, they're asking me a lot of questions, but this was nice. You know, guys, this is why I don't like pranks. Because for once in my life, I was like, man, my coworkers care about me. This is a fun feeling. I'm not going to question it because I don't want it to be like, oh, yeah, we have been. So instead, now I just have a memory of the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes of you guys pranking me when I was happy. Wow. What a fun prank. Is Sammy Sosa not exist? Are you taking away more things that I was happy about? Did the Cubs not win the World Series?
Are you saying you don't feel...
This is fun, guys. I'm having a great day.
Are you saying you don't feel special
anymore? I want to die every day with you two.
Would you believe that I put my money on the fact that you would never catch on?
And I put all the money on the fact that you would catch on right away. Now, who out of the two of us was being nicer in this prank? Who was being nicer?
Who revealed to you that it was a prank first? Huh? Is he walking out right now?
Are you walking out?
Goodbye? Okay, so full disclosure, we're starting this podcast without Kyle. He's in the middle of like a million things right now, so he's going to wrap those up and then come in here.
Do you think he will be in here by the time we get done?
I don't know.
Okay.
But.
I don't know if he will either.
I've got a plan.
Oh, really? What's your plan?
What do you think my plan is?
I actually don't know.
When what Kyle gets in here.
We pretend like we're done?
No. Well. No. Well, I was going to say we prank him.
Okay. I like a good prank.
What if we, and if this is casual, harmless, you know, he retired from pranks a long time ago,
as he
nobly states.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what someone who doesn't retire from pranking
pranks,
would
what
do.
What they say, yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm just going to start saying that. Oh, I retired from pranks too, Kyle. Wink, wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
I think when he comes in here, we only speak in questions. And the reason I think this is going to be funny is because Kyle will just talk and like not realize that we're doing it until way late.
So all right, I can try that.
So we only speak in questions.
Even if it's a statement, but we say it like a question? Or do you mean like we just keep asking questions?
You can only ask questions.
You can only ask questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like
I can do
he
that.
Comes in, we'll be like, hey, so how are you?
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? And then you just ask follow-up questions to what he says. And
And how then did you, that just, you just keep. Go?
Yeah. Be like, do you know where.
Do those questions only go to him or do they also go between us?
Are they
directed at him?
I think we only direct everything at him. So we don't talk to each other.
He'll pick up on that sooner than
you think. He might.
Yeah.
But we only ask questions. I don't know. I feel like I could see it going one of two ways. Or really the only two ways it could go. But either he picks up on it right away or he doesn't pick up on it at all. And we just keep asking him questions. And we've got an interview a little bit that we have to do a little bit after this.
Yeah.
So we there might be a thing where we have to call it off because we have to get to our interview.
Maybe. Yeah. I think he's going to pick up on it, though, after like the third or fourth question. That's my guess. That's what my gut is telling me.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I love a good prank.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love
I've
a good prank.
I've been the recipient.
Yeah, you've been a recipient of
a
most
few of them.
Most of them,
yeah.
I would say. Because you're very prankable.
Gullible.
Gullible is also another good word.
Been that way my whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that's you putting the candy in my purse all the time.
I texted you this the other day.
Nope.
I never once put candy in your purse.
Nope, all the time. I open up my purse
Melissa,
in the bottom. I see a little Snickers. I see a little Kit Kat bar.
Nope.
The little miniatures, you know, from like Halloween. I'm like, there
okay,
he is
no, wait,
again.
No, the very first time I did put the candy in your purse. I did once. I haven't done it since.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me.
Good, because I don't.
Okay, well, there are other people in this office that are very capable of pulling off pranks. I'll say that much.
Nope.
Okay.
You have just admitted on this podcast.
I did it
that
once.
That you love a good prank.
Oh, I love a good prank.
Okay, there you go.
Mel, I retired from pranks a long time ago.
No, that is actually Kyle who has retired from pranks.
No, but I retired too. I retired.
Also,
when he went out, I went out.
I've also seen you. That's not true.
It was like the last dance. It was like when Jordan left, so did Rodman.
That's actually not true either. And so, no, I've seen you pull pranks. And with every single prank, you deny the prank. And you will not let up on that. You will deny the prank until you're dead.
Actually,
so that's how I know it's you.
Speaking of that.
That's the giveaway now.
There's a prank that I pulled on Kyle that I still have not told him the truth yet.
He
still believes it to be true.
What is it?
That I told him I got in trouble here at work. I don't even know if I told you this. I told you I got in trouble. I had a meeting with our general manager over something I said.
Oh, I do remember that. That's when he first started.
It was shortly after. It was like a few months after. Like he knew us long enough.
No, you ended up telling him it was a prank.
No, because he brings it up. He still brings it up every once in a while. Yeah.
I thought you ended up telling him.
Mm-mm, I didn't. And if he's listening to this, we'll see if he listens to the full podcast.
Yeah.
When he edits it, because I don't think he does. So he will. There's a chance he will never know about this.
That's hilarious. Once again, I want to point out.
What?
how you commit.
Oh, I commit
for
to
a
the
lifetime.
Bit. Oh my gosh,
to the prank, which is again going back as to why I know you're the one putting the candy in my purse.
I did not. I'm not the one doing that. Okay?
Yes, you
look,
are.
I would admit to it.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I
you
wouldn't.
You don't admit
but
to anything.
I swear. I swear to you. I would not be this Adam. I would not swear. Hand to God, oh, whatever you want me to do.
BS.
Swear
don't
on,
believe
on
you.
My mother's grave.
Nope.
And she's not even dead yet.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why you'd swear on her grave, because she's not dead.
I love a good prank, and it is fun. I think speaking of my mother, I think that's where I get it from, is because did I ever tell you the story of when So my mom was great at throwing birthday parties. She was incredible at it. So much attention to detail, like just, you know, so went so much poured into it. And so around Halloween, she had, this wasn't even a, I don't even think this was a birthday party, or maybe it was, but it was around Halloween. My sister had all her cheerleader friends over, because she was on the cheerleading squad. And so they were all over at the house, and my mom took them around and did all these scary things. I may have brought this up before.
I think this sounds familiar.
So
yeah.
Like you went to a construction site,
yeah,
and, you know, had someone plant it in there to scare everyone and chase everyone out. And then they went to a graveyard to tell ghost stories, and someone was there to scare everyone. And then they came home. Well, I was tasked with being the person at home to scare the girls. So I hid in this like little closet.
I bet you love that.
Oh, I loved
that.
It. I left a sleepover. I was at a friend's sleepover. I left, walked home, put on my mask, and hid in this closet until they got home before... and then went back to the sleepover after that. Like, that's how much I loved doing this, that I was like willing to leave my friends for a little bit just to do this. And so I'm hidden in this closet, and my mom had this cue. You remember the movie Scream was big at this time,
mm-hmm.
98, 99. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, they go, you never say, I'll be right back. Yeah, that's like a death sentence in a scary movie, you know? So that was, I told my mom, that's our code word. You just say, I'll be right back, and that's when I'll jump out and scare them. So she's down there. She's like, all right, girls, you girls stay here. I think I heard a noise upstairs. I'm going to go check it out. All right. I'll be right back. And that's when I burst out. Okay.
Yeah.
Scared them to death. It was hilarious. Then a little bit later, my mom kind of like, you know, we get lost in the shuffle. Oh my gosh, Austin, you scared us. How long have you been in here? Like, where? I thought you were supposed to be at, you know, Johnny's house. And meanwhile, my mom actually did like kind of sneak away. And she thought it would be funny to pound on the front door. Doom, 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 doom. And then when we would go to answer the door, she snuck around the back of the house. And we lived on this hill. So she ran around the back of the house, went in through our basement, and started in our unfinished basement. We had these metal poles, and she would bang on the metal poles. So then we're freaking out, something's downstairs, and no one's at the front door. So then, like, you know, we go and check, like, downstairs, and, like, nothing's there. And then the front door pounds again. And we're like, what? So we check. And like, I'm like freaking out, because I'm like, my mom didn't say anything about this.
Right, right, right. And your mom's got some great timing, by the way.
Yeah. So then my mom keeps doing this. And one of the times she was running back down the hill, she slipped.
Oh, no.
And she fell in the mulch, in the mud, and she got her clothes all like muddy and messy. And so she comes back into through the basement, and I'll never forget this. This image is burned into my mind. I'm like fifth grade at this time. I look down we go and check the back stairwell because we heard the banging on the pipes. And man, my mom is like kind of like crawling up the stairs, like acting like she's injured.
And
she's
muddy.
Like, she's like, which one? Yeah, and all muddy. She's like, which one of you pushed me down the hill? And we're like, none of us. We've all been inside. Like, what are you talking
about?
She goes, no, guys, stop. Seriously. One of you pushed me down the stair or pushed me down the hill outside. And we're like, Mom, we don't know. And like, and the other cheerleaders like looking at me, and they're like, Austin, they're like, is this all part of it? And I'm like, I don't know. She didn't tell me about any of this. I was like, I don't think so. And I'm like, I'm starting to freak out because like, I'm like, and one of the girls goes, This is she's telling the truth. She goes, Mrs. Huff would never dirty up those clothes.
Like, oh, she's wearing, my like, a nice gosh. Outfit. You know, my mom, which is actually
my mom's
true.
An interior decorator. Yeah. So she's always dressed to the nines. And she's like, you know, so she's always like looking really good. And they were like, she would never muddy up that outfit. And it is very true. So I was like, oh, my gosh, my mom is someone pushed her. Like, who is this? Is someone actually like attacking us? And then one of the girls, God love them, one of the girls started crying.
Oh, gosh.
And at that
moment,
my mom was like, all right, guys, no, I'm joking. I fell. Like, it, you know, this is all set up.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, like, the scariness, like, ended.
Yeah. But good job on your mom's part for ad-libbing the scariness of it.
Improvisational skills of her to pull that off. Like, just so great. I was so impressed. It was... it's kudos. And I think that's, I saw that and I was like, wow, that's good. And I think that planted a seed in young Austin's mind.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Just prank the heck out of everyone.
My mom did like a sweet prank for me, if you even want to call it a prank.
Yeah.
So I kept saying, Mom, I want to get a perm. Mom, I want to get a perm. And she's like, we don't have money for a perm. I'm sorry, you're not getting a perm. You're not getting a perm. And I asked her all summer for a perm.
No.
One day, the phone rings at the house, and I answer it, and it's the salon in our neighborhood. And it says, hi, congratulations. We just wanted to let you know we had a contest going, and you just won a free perm.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, what? I'm like, are you kidding me? This is amazing. I was like, Mom. I'm like, Mom, you're not going to believe this. I just won a free perm. You know?
Yeah.
And she played that off and didn't tell me that she's the one that just called the salon and told them to
call
me
house.
And tell me as a surprise. And so to learn that way that I actually.
So you did end up getting a perm.
I ended up getting a perm and thought that I had won it.
Oh,
and
my
it
gosh.
Didn't cost my mom any money. Well, and she actually, it was a whole prank, and she actually paid for it ahead of time and asked them to call the house. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the cat drag you in?
Dude, that cat's working a lot today.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
I'm just tired. It's been a long day.
What have you been working on?
You name it at this point, man. Well, we have a project going on behind the scenes here with us having to transfer files, so I had to work on that this morning. We had to produce an entire radio program. I had to get you guys ready for interviews. I had to make sure tomorrow's stuff is done. Still not done with that. So,
I was just going to ask, are you done with the editing the interviews?
Editings are there. I still need to edit some more.
Are you tired?
Yeah, just a little, man.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've sat down and not looked at a computer in 5 hours.
How much sleep did you get last night?
6.5.
Ooh. Do you usually get 6.5 or more?
Usually about 6.5. Try to get to sleep by 9:30 every night.
Will you get a nap today?
Nope.
How come?
Because after this, I got to go walk a dog. And then we have to meet somebody who is going to watch our dog while we're away. And then I got to run. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm running a lot more.
You are?
Yeah. So I'm trying to run 1,000 miles. Thank you so much for asking.
Why haven't you ever told us about this?
I'm a humble guy. I don't always like to bring up my personal life to you guys, mainly because then you make it about yourselves. And
we do?
Tend to do it. So I got to do that today. Yeah, so I will not get a nap in.
Okay, and where are you going again?
What do you mean? Where am I?
You're going to be leaving for a few days. Where are you going?
Well, this one will be for Disney, and then we also have to possibly find somebody to watch our dog when we're skiing in Colorado.
Who normally watches your dog?
Like a dog boarding place, but it's like getting... Those are expensive.
They're very, yeah.
And it just adds up quick, so we're trying to find cheaper alternatives.
How much does that usually cost?
You should ask my wife. She does the finances. The last time I paid for it, though, was $500.
Have you ever controlled the finances in your entire relationship?
You kidding me? I can't keep track of all that.
I want to know what would happen if you did control the finances.
Well, at this point, Haley is at like a dummy proof system. that I can't mess anything up. Everything's like on auto pay. We use an account that like breaks down where we're spending money and we budget everything. So like, I don't think it would go that bad.
What are your responsibilities in the relationship that Haley will never touch with a 10-foot pole?
I don't know. I think she does touch them with a 10-foot pole sometimes.
No. Do you think Kaylee could do that for me? Could she set up a budget for me?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she already loves doing it for us, so I'm sure she would love doing it for other people now, too. I don't know if there is. I mean, our side hustle, I'm the only one who, I guess she also helps watch dogs, though. So it's, I don't know.
So would she take a side hustle, and maybe the side hustle would be putting people on like really good budgets?
I'm sure. Hey, if you pay her enough money, she'll do it. She'll find time. We're always looking to do more vacations.
If you had to choose a side hustle, what would you choose?
Oh, it's easily walking dogs. Watching and walking dogs is the easiest side hustle of all time.
Is it good money?
Oh, yeah. I made, before COVID, I was walking dogs. Because I was working nights in radio. So I'd wake up, walk dogs from about like 10:30 until about 1:30.
Oh.
And then I would like go home, shower, and then head into work. And I was making $300 a week.
Mm. Do you get paid in people money or dog money, where it's $7 for every $1?
Dang it, I was going to make that joke. Dang it. Sadly, people money. You know,
okay.
You want the dog money, but...
Yeah, right.
Does that dog money, though, end up being spending money, or does that end up being saving money?
The real human money from dogs, always got to clarify, that becomes savings, but that is more for vacations. So, like, when we're taking trips, that's a lot of times our trips are paid for because of other people's dogs.
Hmm.
Are you going to keep doing this because it's such good money? Do you think this is honestly like a lifetime thing?
I mean, until I can't, you know? I mean, it's easy to... I mean, walking dogs would probably fade out quicker. It kind of, because that's all schedule-based.
Like, did you walk the dogs in that freezing cold weather?
No. They called it off. There's only one bad weather day that I had to go walk a dog. And that was because they needed to meet me.
Ah.
So it was like a meet and greet, and they were like, sorry. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. But every other day, they were like, don't come. So
do you have a threshold for like when, like if it's below this temperature, I'm not
today? No, whatever the customer wants, the customer gets. So if the customer wants me to walk their dog in negative 35 degree weather, I'll be there.
So the customer's always right?
Most times, yeah, in this case, yeah.
Well, what happens if you actually think that the customer isn't right and you shouldn't be walking the dog in negative 35 degree weather?
Mm. I don't say a dang thing because I want to keep their business and I want to keep that money coming in.
What's the worst dog that you've ever had to walk?
There was one dog. It was in D.C., it was via Wag or Rover. I'd never met the dog before. It was like this small, it was a cute dog. It was like this small dog, but it kept biting me.
Like biting hard? Or like little snipping?
Snipping.
Did it break the skin?
No, because I kept pulling away. It was like an impossible, and I had to take the dog for like a 30-minute walk, and like I was trying, and it was just like, if the dog was like by my ankle, it would snip instinctively. And like the person like could leave notes, and they left a note saying something like avoid walking around the dog park or something, but they lived across the street from the dog park, so like there's no avoiding it to an extent.
Yeah, how
so, like,
are you gonna avoid
that? I did kind of, but it was just like then the dog was like snipping me to go back, and it was just so bad. And I contacted, well, I told the owner about it, they didn't say anything, and then I contacted whatever company I was going through, and I was kind of, because I just wanted to make them aware, like, hey, this dog can be a problem. And they were like, well, maybe you should bring your own leash next time. And I just went, and
why did they say that?
Very rarely do I get mad at customer service people, like, because I'm like, your job, you don't want to do this for the rest of your life. Like, I get it, and you have to deal with the worst calls. And I was like, are you serious? Because that makes no sense. Like it, and like they didn't. They're like, well, the dog, like maybe your leash, you can. And I'm like, that still makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like just giving a new leash isn't going to be like, oh, I was going to bite that ankle, but thank God this leash is blue instead of my usual brown. It changed everything.
Did you end up like not ever walking that dog again?
Yeah, I've never walked. That was luckily a one-time thing, so I never had to walk that dog. We did watch a dog overnight once that was an older dog and had to wear a diaper, which is funny to look at. And you had to take the dog out every 2 or 3 hours to go to the bathroom.
Otherwise, dog had to wear the diaper?
No, I wore it. I wore the dog diaper. It can last for 7 years. It's a whole thing.
Haven't we seen you like pee your pants here in the studio before?
You mean when you guys spilled, when I spilled coffee on myself and you guys posted probably our most watched video saying our new producer peed his pants? Yeah, that was great, guys.
Was the cover video a photo of your crotch?
Yep.
Yeah.
a lot of heartbroken women found out that I was married that day.
If you could leave radio, if money was no object, would you leave radio for walking dogs?
No. I like radio too much.
I'm the only one here who has said, if I won the lottery tonight, I'd come back tomorrow.
Who has said elsewise?
Both of you.
Are you sure about that?
100%.
Does that sound like us?
Yes.
Are you sure you're remembering that correctly?
If you won $1 billion, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know if I'd come in tomorrow. At least I'll say this. You said you don't know if you'd come in.
Was I sober?
Are you usually sober at 7 a.m.?
Was I really tired that day?
There's a 95% chance on that.
Who's asking?
So you really think you would still work even if you won $1 billion?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But here's the difference. I'd come into work, and then there is a breaking point. It's why they call it FU money. Like, you still go about your normal life.
Would it be the next day?
It'd be the first time either of you gave me lip. I gave this a shot. No, I'd come in. I like work. This is fun.
Would you quit radio, after winning $1 billion, would you quit radio, the first prank that we pulled on you?
No, not the first prank.
Do you like pranks or hate pranks?
I don't. You guys love pranks. I don't love pranks.
Are you really retired from pranks?
I'm really retired
from
pranks.
Be honest.
I'm retired from pranks.
So were you the one that put all the chocolate candies in my purse?
No. I told you I did not do this, and you keep accusing me, and I keep telling you I retired from pranks.
Wait, she's accusing you too?
Yeah. I think she's just trying to accuse anybody to see who will melt under pressure.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating for somebody who last year, while Mel was pranking us, this is why I retired from pranks. I don't know if this has ever been said. We were doing a prank. Mel fake cried, and I felt so bad, and Austin's like, nah, she's pranking us. And I was like, no. And then she's like, yeah, I was pranking you. And I felt so bad that I realized I never want anyone to feel bad for me like that for a prank.
I called that, didn't I?
You did. And I still, that's why I retired from pranks. I didn't like that feeling, and I retired. And I told you guys I'm retired from pranks. And then occasionally something happens, right, and you guys go, you were pranking. I was like, no, I wasn't.
Well, okay, so you don't do pranks, but how do you feel about people actually pulling pranks on you?
Yeah, did you retire from being pranked?
I would love to retire from being pranked, but you guys will still prank me, so I just deal with it. It's part of my job at this point.
When's the last time you thought you were pranked? Do you remember?
Every day of my life.
Are you dealing with it now is what we're asking.
Why? What did you guys do?
I mean,
we haven't been recording this podcast, have we?
What didn't we do, honestly?
What?
Is there anything that you can think of during this that might feel like maybe
you guys were interviewing
were
me? I don't know. Well, I don't know, guys. What did you do?
What didn't we do?
I'm so tired.
Are you tired?
How many hours of sleep did you get last night?
Tired of this.
How tired are you?
Yeah, this is no. I'm tired of this. I'm not tired in general. I'm tired of this.
Would you say we were asking you a lot of questions?
Yeah, 100%.
Would you say we only spoke in questions the entire time since you've been in here?
Oh, wow. I just thought you guys were getting to know me.
Did you know that
What a fun prank when your coworker, when you think, man, my coworkers have finally taken an interest in my life.
Was it fun?
Did you know that I thought that you would have figured it out way before you actually did?
There was a point where I'm like, wow, they're asking me a lot of questions, but this was nice. You know, guys, this is why I don't like pranks. Because for once in my life, I was like, man, my coworkers care about me. This is a fun feeling. I'm not going to question it because I don't want it to be like, oh, yeah, we have been. So instead, now I just have a memory of the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes of you guys pranking me when I was happy. Wow. What a fun prank.
Would you guys also,
is Sammy Sosa not exist? Are you taking away more things that I was happy about? Did the Cubs not win the World Series?
Are you saying you don't feel...
This is fun, guys. I'm having a great day.
Are you saying you don't feel special
anymore? I want to die every day with you two.
Would you believe that I put my money on the fact that you would never catch on?
And I put all the money on the fact that you would catch on right away. Now, who out of the two of us was being nicer in this prank? Who was being nicer?
Who revealed to you that it was a prank first? Huh? Is he walking out right now?
Are you walking out?
Goodbye?